This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Biomass bill gets non-veto. Hydrogen hub goes down in flames. And shutdown votes continue. Newsom sends back biomass bill. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided not to sign or to veto a bill that would assess the amount of emissions the state avoids by not burning forest debris and agriculture waste. Late amendments to the bill remove provisions in boosting biochar as an alternative. Newsom applauded the effort to tackle the growing amount of woody biomass from wildfires, but he worried about new and substantial costs to agencies, said that most of the requirements in SB 88 would duplicate existing initiatives. Vetoed. Newsom has rejected a measure endorsing a new water supply forecasting model that accounts for climate change. The bill had piled onto claims made by former Assemblymember Adam Gray, a 2022 state auditor request. Gray, now a Congress member, charged that poor forecasting led to the state to prematurely release 700,000 acre-feet of water in 2021. The subsequent auditor report found no evidence of that, but concluded the Department of Water Resources was not accounting for climate change. In his veto statement for SB 224, Newsom surmised that DWR has adequately addressed the issue and called the bill unnecessary. Padilla and Schiff spending cut to hydrogen hub. California Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff launched a sharp rebuke last week of the Trump administration's decision to cancel $1.2 billion in federal funding for the Arches Hydrogen Hub, a cut embedded within a sweeping $7.5 billion rollback of clean energy grants. In a jointly authored letter to the Energy Department Secretary, the senators branded the cancellation as, quote, vindictive, short-sighted, and proof that this administration is not serious about American energy dominance. They urged the administration to immediately restore the Arches funding, highlighting its strategic importance in fostering domestic hydrogen production, job growth, and emissions reductions. Padilla emphasized that the Arches program, backed by the bipartisan infrastructure law, had drawn more than $10 billion in combined public-private support and was projected to generate more than 200,000 jobs in California. Remember, for years, rural state lawmakers have pressured for incentives to support the production of hydrogen using dairy digester biomethane. The zero-emission fuel has also seen as a promising alternative to diesel as the state transitions to clean vehicles. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. More shutdown votes. Senators are back in D.C. today for votes on a stopgap spending bill to end the partial government shutdown, but so far, there's been no sign of progress to end the shutdown. There's not a lot to negotiate. The Democrats just need to open up the government. That's the word of Senate Majority Leader John Thune yesterday on Fox News. Meanwhile, federal employees still face the threat of being fired. Many federal employees, including half of the USDA workforce, furloughed, which is typical during shutdowns. This time, White House Budget Director Russ Vogt is threatening to use the shutdown to fire workers. We haven't seen the details yet about what's happening, House Speaker Mike Johnson told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday,
but it is a regrettable situation that the president does not want. Separately, Kevin Hassard, who directs the White House National Economic Council, told CNN that, quote, if the president decides that the negotiations are absolutely going nowhere, then there will start to be layoffs. Keep in mind, the furloughed workers at USDA include Farm Service Agency staff, scientists, economists, and others. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week ahead. AgriStats case stayed as shutdown halts DOJ work. A federal judge has approved a temporary stay in an antitrust lawsuit against data firm AgriStats after being notified that Justice Department attorneys are barred from working on the case during the shutdown. AgriStats opposed the DOJ's request for a stay, arguing it would unfairly give DOJ attorneys more time to work on briefings scheduled in the near future. However, Judge John F. Daughtry of the U.S. District Court in Minnesota called the argument unconvincing given the law governing lapses in appropriations. Daughtry said if he had not granted the motion, DOJ employees may have been forced, quote, to work on this case without pay and the hope of receiving back pay after new appropriations are passed into law. The stay will lift as soon as appropriations are restored for the DOJ, Daughtry said. He barred DOJ attorneys from working on the case or other matters related to the AgriStats in the meantime. Groups seek disclosure of air emissions from animal ag operations. Advocacy groups want to make air emissions data from animal operations publicly available. A collection of environmental and community groups appealed a federal court decision that concluded animal ag facilities don't have to report air emissions information. The appeal to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, quote, seeks to ensure that industrial-scale livestock and poultry operations report significant releases of the extremely hazardous gases ammonia and hydrogen sulfide as required by the Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act, the group's news release says. In an August decision, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said the 2018 Fair Agricultural Reporting Method Act applies to the EPCRA. The groups appealing his decision contest that conclusion. Administration's partisan messaging on websites and emails challenged. Public Citizen has filed a complaint with the Office of Special Counsel, a government watchdog agency, challenging partisan political statements on government websites. The Agriculture Department and Department of Health and Human Services are among the agencies the complaint says posted such website messaging. The American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE, also filed a lawsuit challenging the Education Department's decision to commandeer employees' out-of-office email messages. After being furloughed due to the shutdown, employees discovered that their out-of-office email responses had been edited to blame Senate Democrats for the shutdown. The changes were made without giving notice to the employees and without obtaining consent, a Public Citizen news release said. The Trump-Vance administration use of official government resources to push partisan messaging is both unprecedented and in violation of the First Amendment. Public Citizen is representing AFGE. Eat Lancet Commission releases second report. The Eat Lancet Commission caused a stir with its 2019 report recommending a shift in global eating patterns to aid the planet. Now there's a second report, and it largely repeats the conclusions of the first. The Commission's Planetary Health Diet, or PHD, emphasizes a balanced dietary pattern that is predominantly plant-based, with moderate inclusion of animal source foods and minimal consumption of added sugars, saturated fats, and salt, a paper published in the Lancet Medical Journal states. Successful implementation of the PhD requires careful consideration of cultural context and the promotion of culturally appropriate and sustainable dietary traditions. The report also said the massive use of novel entities in food production, processing, and packaging ranging from plastics to pesticides, remains a major concern but is alarmingly understudied. Here's today's final word. This legislative milestone is a watershed moment for California's water future. That's Tim Carmichael, president of the California Council for Environmental and Economic Balance, thanking Governor Gavin Newsom for signing SB 72 on setting a water supply target. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.